All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF. Or 2573. This is Hwai Ange Shachlech from the Intlakepm territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gweishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show today. We have a subject today, and it's on the importance of sport, and it's February 5th, 2026. We have some of our usual co-hosts and guests here today. We have Lady Fahima with us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. And we also have Charlotte, the producer of Call Me Negotiator. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. And we have some usual co-hosts coming in. We have Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. We have my brother Shkwait Shachlach coming in. And also we have a special replay of the interview with Dr. Nozeri. We'll be playing that. And then we have some music coming up from Melt. We also have Ward Runa. We have U2, we have Jefferson Airplane, and also some Black Circle Right. So stay tuned for all that, and we're going to get this show started with some music, and we'd like to welcome all our guests from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Italy, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world more wonderful and beautiful and peaceful the way it should be. And so welcome all, and we're going to start off with some Melt, and their song is called Low. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
right, we're back. That was an artist named Melt, and their song was called Low, and it was off their album called Sweeter Than Heaven. So it was pretty powerful, pretty awesome, very emotional. I really love it. And right now we have on with us live our brother, the high diving champion of the world. And welcome to the program, Wegedesk.
Thanks for having me on, Chief. It's an honor, as always, to be here with you guys. And shall we get this show started right with three spiritually empowering deep breaths?
Absolutely, brother. Let's do it.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our body. That's the main focus here. We want to harmonize our mind and our body together. So let's relax our toes. Let's relax our belly, relax our jaw, anywhere where we might be holding tension, our shoulders and our neck. And on these exhales, we're just going to let all that stuff melt away deep into the ground. And on that inhale, let's bring that air in through our nose and bring our spirit high up into the sky like a soaring eagle. And we're just going to go back and forth from those two for the next three deep breaths. All right, let's do it all the way in through the nose in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Nice. And all the way in, flying high. And exhale, melting into that beautiful Mother Earth. She's so strong. And all the way up again. Isn't that just the best?
Wow, that's awesome, man. Always appreciate just filling our lungs with oxygen, getting it into our blood, up to our brains, and getting us ready for an awesome show. And we have our subject today, and it's on the importance of sport. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. As you guys may or may not know, I did 10 years on the Canadian national high diving team.
Wow.
I won over a dozen national championships. I set a world record and placed on the podium on the world scene. And, you know, right off the bat, I do want to let everybody out there know about a program that I developed to help improve child protections in sports. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Responsible Relationship Questionnaire. And it's on my website at wegedesk.com, WEGADESK, wegedesk.com. It should be seen by as many parents as possible. And it's six easy yes or no questions about grooming techniques that coaches and teachers across boundaries use. And so I did just want to put that out there first and foremost, because it's such a powerful tool that's going to help improve the protection of children. And within sports, sports are so important because they keep us moving. And if you don't move it, you lose it with the body. And so to have sports to help us move our body and have fun doing it, because moving the body is difficult. You go for a run, your legs are going to burn, you're going to be huffing and puffing. But if you're doing all that activity and playing a sport, like maybe chasing a ball or chasing an opponent or something like that, then it just makes that work go by a little bit easier. And so sports are so important because they're a major aspect of a healthy life. And the camaraderie that you build with your opponents and your teammates and all that good stuff, you know, there's so much good that comes out of it. And so I just wanted to let everybody know that with the incredible world of sports out there is a lot of health to be had, and also a lot of learning and growing to do, which I got to direct you guys back again to the Responsible Relationship Questionnaire at wegedesk.com. And it actually got a new the people that I'm working with from the Restitutions Project, they say, well, that name sounds a little bit too professional. We need something that the kids can relate to more. So it's now the Super Safe Survey. Super Safe Survey or Super Safety Survey, something like that. it's a work in progress, but the more people that see it, the better, y'all. So that's what I got to say about the importance of sports. And I'm really blessed to be on this show with you guys, as always. I'm sending lots of love to everybody in the studio
Thank you.
At the university there and around the world, tuning in to Eagle Nation. Always such an honor, y'all.
Yes, thank you so much.
You.
It's always wonderful to have you come on our program and share some of your wisdom and words and inputs in our subjects. And we really appreciate it. And for... a little bit of mine on the importance of sport is the teamwork. And
yes.
It's just like when you come and join us, you're part of the team, and it just creates more connection and more strength in numbers to protect ourselves, our human rights and justice, and just make this place a better, special place. The more connected we are, the more protected we are. And when we're all sharing the same voice towards freedom of speech and all the human rights that we should all enjoy and have, it just makes the world more dynamic and more full of growth. So we thank you for joining us.
Thanks, y'all. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother, Wegedusk. He's a high diving champion of the world, a very special person, very big inspiration, and he helps us with our deep breaths and really relaxing and enjoying what we all should enjoy, which is the breathing techniques that we can all share with each other and enjoy with each other too. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next we're going to be listening to Dr. Nozari and his interview we had with him previously, but we're going to play him a song from Wardruna first, and it's their song Burna. So let's have a listen to this, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. That was Wardruna and their song Burna. And I wanted to dedicate that to Dr. Nozari. And we're going to be playing his interview we had with him a few weeks ago. Dr. Hessam Nozari is a graduate from the University of Belgium. He's got a PhD from France in biology, health, and sciences. He's got a PhD from the University of Southern California. He's the founder of TAPE in Persia.
And Taiwan.
In Taiwan. And he's also got some huge knowledge in bone grafting in dentistry. And just a very special person with full of knowledge and connection to the natural world. So
absolutely.
So we're going to play his interview right now. And enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back. A lot of Native tribes in North America, South America, all over the world, actually, we have a strong connection to nature, and a lot of us, we say, we're connected to natural law. So we'd love to hear your input in-depth knowledge to what natural law means to you.
That's a really good question. And to answer that question precisely, we may have to go back to about 14 billion years ago, when our universe really started. And it really started from nothing. But when I say nothing, it wasn't really nothing, nothing. Mm-hmm. It was empty of anything that you can imagine. Mm. But anyhow, for reasons that we are not clear about, that was the time that our universe started, really. And it doesn't mean that our universe is the only one. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about our universe. Mm. And then we have laws. This universe has laws, natural laws. And laws are universal principles that we are using to describe our universe. And science is one of our best achievements. And we are using science to describe those laws, if we can, using mathematical formulas. Mm. Laws like, for example, thermodynamic laws, like electromagnetic forces, like strong nuclear forces or weak nuclear forces. Now, or certainty or uncertainty. When you are talking about small particles, you are talking about uncertainty. It's inherent to small particles and the way they behave. Unlike big objects, that they follow more certainty, if you want. Mm. Or if you're talking about uncertainty laws, it's just mainly related to our weaknesses when it comes to measurements. So universal laws or natural laws are principles that we are trying to use to decode our universe. Universe is so mysterious. We are trying to decode it. We are trying to understand it. We are going to try to describe the patterns that we see following our observations. But I said that we have to go back to about 14 billion years ago, more precisely 13.8 million years ago, when everything really started in our universe. Mm. And life came about 4 billion years ago, not before that, about 4 billion years ago. And with biology, with life, it had also its own laws, principles. Like, for example, transcription, when it comes to DNA molecule, cellular division, for example, they follow patterns, they follow regulations, they follow laws, if you want. So this is natural laws. Where are they coming from? We really don't know. We really don't know where they are coming from. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. Pretty strong stuff, especially when you're going back that far in time and doing mathematics and registering how far some of the stars are away from our solar system and planet. You know, it takes that much amount of time to get there and back, and it's just such a fascinating, wonderful thing. It makes me think of like quantum physics and just the things that we cannot explain, and yet we do have a certain knowledge, such as people like yourself and people that are, you know, connected through nature to decipher some of these things that, you know, it's not written down on a paper somewhere where we can pick it up and learn it. It's very complex and something that we need to almost be connected to the, like, a spiritual world or the abstract thoughts of the universe. And it's so interesting that from what I've heard from Lady Fahima and one of our other members that spoke about some of the things that you talked about from nature concerning things like communication of other species on the planet. And it really fascinated me to think about those things and realize that, you know, yeah, we're one of the dominant species on the planet, but there's other beings on this planet, and they have their own communication system, and some of them are probably even trying to talk to us and reason with us, and it's pretty something to imagine and realize that we're such an in a complex universe with other beings and entities and laws and physics that we can't explain. But it's wonderful to explore and listen to people such as yourself.
Thank you. You know, there is something you have to know. It's really interesting that the universe outside your brain, mm-hmm. it may not be what you think it is. Let me give you an example. For example, when you smell something, smell is a molecule, a chemical. And you have receptors for that. Mm. And once the receptor catches those molecules, mm-hmm. they send a signal to your brain. And in your brain is going to be interpreted. Mm. For example, oh, it smells so good. Mm. Or it's going to be interpreted, oh, it smells awful. Now imagine if you did not have that receptor to begin with. Mm. You would never smell anything whatsoever. Or imagine if you have a different kind of receptor. Like, for example, for your cat, what is good smell for you, maybe bad smell for your cat mm. or for your dog. So music has 7 notes. Mm. English language has 26 letters. Mm. Life has 4 letters. We call them nucleotides. So life uses 4 letters to create different animals, if you want. Now, we all share the same letters, all of us. You, a cat, or a dog. Mm. But an overbrain, they have exactly the same neurons. The principles are exactly the same. There is no difference. That's why we are all cousins. Not you and I, we are cousins. But you and a plant, or a tree, mm. or an eagle, or a cat, or a fish,